This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says he believes key U.S. interest rates can begin coming down sometime this year, but he just can't say when he thinks that will happen.
We believe that our policy rate is likely at its peak for this tightening cycle. If the economy evolves broadly as expected, it will likely be appropriate to begin dialing back policy restraint at some point this year.
His remarks came amidst prepared comments delivered on Capitol Hill Wednesday. He said the Fed wants to move inflation further down toward 2% before bringing interest rates down. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear oral arguments in former President Trump's immunity case on April 25th. Trump is contesting a lower court's rejection of his immunity claim in a federal election interference case. Special counsel Jack Smith's case against Trump is on hold pending the Supreme Court's decision on whether a former president can be prosecuted for actions during office. If the case proceeds, the trial might commence shortly before the November presidential election. Trump's campaign is notching a key Republican Party endorsement as Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell announces his support for Trump this week. He says it should come as no surprise.
Defendant Anna Gutierrez, guilty.
The Rust movie armorer at the center of controversy in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins is being found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. Hutchins was killed by a prop gun that fired a live round. Actor Alec Baldwin was handling the gun at the time and continues to face legal backlash over his role. Meanwhile, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed will now face punishment. Earlier in the week, a state workplace safety investigator testified there were no policies put in place by movie management at the time to prevent real bullets from getting mixed in with others in the prop gun. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Houthi rebel pirate attacks in the Red Sea have claimed the lives of at least three commercial crew members while injuring several others this week. The Houthis reportedly launched airstrikes Wednesday, targeting a cargo ship with multinational crew aboard. Along with the three who were killed, four others were wounded, including three who were in critical condition after the attack. The TSA is testing a new self-service screening technology. This will be at Reed International Airport in Las Vegas. The setup reduces the number of TSA agents at security checkpoints and streamlines operations. Passengers interact with a virtual agent for assistance while officers remotely monitor X-ray machines. Automated conveyors handle luggage requiring further screening. Although the technology officially launches March 11th, officials caution it's still in the testing phase and not yet ready for nationwide passenger use. Delta Airlines is increasing its checked bag fee. The airline announced the fee for a first and second checked bag will go up by $5 for most domestic and short international flights. It'll cost travelers $35 for the first checked bag and $45 for the second. Anyone flying first class or with status perks can get complimentary bags still. And President Biden delivers his State of the Union address from Capitol Hill. It'll air at 9 p.m. Eastern Time tonight. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, thanks for joining us. I'm Bill Martinez. Happy Thursday to you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, State of the Union coming up tonight. Hopefully, for those with the conscience, with the brain, you may bring a crash helmet with you because of all the brain bruising hyperbole that's going to be thrown at us. The things that we know to be just the opposite of what Joe Biden is talking about. I mean, whether or not he's up to any level of mental acuity, he does have a plan. And his plan will be the same as it's always been. And that is to tell the people what's up is down, what's down is up. And, you know, the border, it's secure. What are you talking about? We've created all these jobs. I mean, created jobs. I mean, wait a minute. You brought back jobs. Jobs were brought back after the pandemic that you're claiming for. But, you know, he doesn't think that we have a memory, that we have a mind like his, and that we can be bamboozled. And what's clearly, you know, starting to show in the polls is that people are getting it. People of color. I mean, you're talking, what, over 20% of blacks, Hispanics in record numbers running to the Republican tent away from Joe Biden. The other thing I found was quite interesting is they're saying even 10% of the people that voted for Biden the last time are moving away. Well, that seems to be a little bit consistent with the fact that, if you remember, people said that had they known about the Hunter Biden laptop, somewhere between 15-19% said they wouldn't have voted for Joe Biden. Well, some have decided otherwise, but still you got maybe 10%. Maybe that's part of that 10% that's left him, is saying, look, there's no way that I can vote for you, not to mention all the other pain and suffering that you've put me through for the last 3 years. Mike Pallets is with us right now. He's the Americans for Tax Reform Tax Policy Director. Hey, good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So how do you see this for tonight?
Yeah, I think your tee up there is perfect. I think going into this, what people should know is Joe Biden is at one of his lowest points in popularity of the entire presidency. That means going in tonight, he's going to probably be extremely negative, because what you do is when you can't build your own popularity, you try to bring the other people down.
Exactly.
So I think you're going to see Joe Biden blame congressional Republicans for every problem under the sun, blaming them for everything. And then I think what you're going to see, too, this is essentially the start of the Biden general election presidential campaign starting tonight.
Right.
So
exactly.
You're going to see him. You're going to come back. He's going to come out. He's going to blame congressional Republicans for alleged inaction on immigration, inaction on tax reform and the economy, inaction on pretty much everything across the board. He's going to try and do kind of the approach where you run against, you know, a do-nothing Congress. I don't think voters are going to buy this. I think people know that the executive who is responsible for immigration, it's Joe Biden who told people to come across the border during the last election cycle, and they listened to him. They certainly have. And its voters know his policies on the economy have made their lives worse. They've seen their real income go down during the Biden administration. So I don't think this is going to work, but I think you're going to see an extremely negative Joe Biden tonight, trying to blame Republicans for all the failures of his administration.
And I think that people need to come in with some caution and understand, look at Joe Biden said he was going to be a unifier. He's been anything but that. He's been more divisive than his predecessor. And when I talk about his predecessor, I'm talking about the president that he served under, Barack Obama, right? And so I don't see him having any kind of unifying characteristic that would bring us together, especially in light of some common sense policies that could be changed, could be altered with his own pen and in his own cell phone. But he chooses not to. He just lets the everyday American continue to suffer, right?
Yeah, and I think as a politician, I don't think he's, as an individual, capable of that, delivering that unifying message anymore. I think a major theme of the night will obviously be, with his age being a top concern of voters, how he's able to perform tonight. It'll be the largest audience he's had. Remember, he skipped the interviews before the Super Bowl, so this will really be the first time he'll have millions of Americans watching him live. And I think that unifying message doesn't work, where he's seen Biden as he's gotten older, he's gotten angrier. So I think the White House probably knows that the only message he really can deliver is kind of that angry old man yelling at Republicans. I don't think it's going to fly tonight. I don't think voters are going to buy it. It'll certainly be interesting to see how the president performs, and that's certainly high stakes for him as well.
Well, Mike, the way I look at it, it's such a clear binary choice. I mean, this is something that it's almost like any kind of Super Bowl contest, any competitive event that we've grown up with. We always want the person that seems to have gotten the short end of the stick the first time around to have another shot at it. And so this is kind of in the American tradition that's taking place. The other thing, as you mentioned, which is, an intellectual way to look at it in this terms of this binary choice, is that it's clear. You look at what Donald Trump delivered in 4 years and what Joe Biden so far in 3+ years has failed to deliver. And remember that it was the Democrats that resisted every good thing that happened under the sun with Donald Trump, including Nancy Pelosi ripping up his speech, remember, at the State of the Union. I mean, how defiant and what a brat. I mean, here's this grown, mature woman who wants to talk about unifying America and with antics like that. I mean that is like the low of the low from the Speaker of the House to do that sort of thing. And I'm still insulted by it. I don't even want to see her, and they'll cut away, the camera will cut away to her, and from time to time during the State of the Union. And frankly, she disgusts me. And the Democrats that all participated in resisting what was good for our country, because they had a different agenda, and they couldn't pass their agenda. So what they were going to do was resist and be a problem. Can you imagine, Mike, if there had been any kind of cooperation from the left whatsoever? I think we could have easily realized GDP growth of about 5 or 6 points. But because they were a constant drag to the economy, a constant drag to everything that was being put out there policy-wise by the Trump administration, along with all this other impedance, including a couple of impeachments just for fun. I mean, look what they did for our country. I mean, they have nothing to claim in that 4 years. They can't say, hey, because we were there in the 4 years of Donald Trump, we added to the proposition. Is there anything there? Am I missing something that we should give them credit for?
No, I think if Joe Biden deserves credit, he's getting the appropriate credit he deserves from voters, and that's about a 38% approval rating. And going into this as a historically weak incumbent for re-election. And like you said, I think this week perfectly gives voters a exact picture and differentiation of the two parties of the Donald Trump presidency during the Joe Biden presidency. We've had 4 years under Donald Trump. We've had 4 years under Joe Biden. Every indication right now is that people knew policy and their lives were better under their life as President Trump, as president. And going into this night, too, well, I think it's important to know we have a united Republican Party now, with the Republican Party now united behind Donald Trump with the primary ending. So it's a tough night for Biden, for sure.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I don't make a big bunch of the hoopla about, you know, the Nikki Haley element and that sort of thing. I mean, what are they going to do? I mean, you know, look, are you going to vote for a conservative? Are you going to vote for progressive policies? And can you continue on with this insanity of this government that wants to, you know, take over your stove, your refrigerator, your light bulbs, every aspect of your life? I mean, what happened to freedom? Did we forget about freedom along the way, Mike Pallas?
Yeah, certainly, but I think it's coming back now.
Stay with us. We've got more from Mike, the American for Tax Reform's Tax Policy Director, on the other side of the break. It's 15 after right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. We at the Tide Ministry have been sharing the gospel through radio and television broadcasts for over 7 decades. Despite this long history, there are still millions of people who haven't yet heard the good news about Jesus. To bring awareness to the Tide Ministry's mission and the millions of people who have yet to hear the gospel, we're proud to announce our third annual Race to Share the Gospel virtual challenge. Participants in the challenge are invited to run, walk, bike, hike, or even swim 13 miles in 16 days to make an eternal impact in the lives of millions around the world. The Tide Race to Share the Gospel will kick off on April 27th and end on May 12th, so mark your calendars now. To learn more about the Tide Race to Share the Gospel and our goal to eternally impact more lives around the globe by sharing the good news of Christ with people in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Well, based on Super Tuesday and the latest polling, it could be a rather rough start and an uphill battle for Joe Biden in tonight's State of the Union. I mean, according to Gary Bauer, no modern president has faced a truly serious challenge since Jimmy Carter lost 12 states to Ted Kennedy in 1980. Last night, Joe Biden made history. I should say, Tuesday night, he became the first president in 44 years to lose a primary contest. Biden lost America Samoa to Jason Palmer. I know, I haven't heard either, I agree. His nomination, for this president is secure. Political observers are noting other signs of weakness for Biden. For example, in Minnesota, Biden lost 19% of the vote to uncommitted and another 9% to other candidates. In Oklahoma, he lost 18% to other candidates. In Massachusetts, he lost 17% to no preference and other candidates. In Texas, Biden lost 16% to other candidates. In North Carolina, he lost 13% to no preference. In Colorado, he lost 13% to non-committed and other candidates. And in Utah, Biden lost 12% to other candidates. He's leaking like a sieve here, Mike Pallas. How does he, stop the bleeding and maybe bring some of these people back into his tent? Is there enough to bring these people back?
Well, it's absolutely an uphill challenge, and he has both problems with the general election and independent voters, as he does with his own base on his left. If you see what this White House does, what they're terrified of is the lack of enthusiasm with young voters who they can normally count on to come out and vote for Democrats. They're not enthusiastic about Joe Biden, partially because of his age, partially because of how he's run the economy in this country into the ground, but they've seen how ineffective he's been as a leader. Mm-hmm. That's why you see Democrats essentially trying to go out there and bribe parts of their coalition. That's why you see this president focused on using taxpayer money to bail out certain individuals who vote Democrat for their student loans. Right. That's what their target. Rather than governing well, they're going around to parts of their coalition trying to buy them off with policy that they think will have them come out and vote all on the back of taxpayers. That's completely failed to date, and one I don't think is going to help them turn around anytime soon.
Mike, does that upset you when he uses the people's money to buy votes for himself, whether it is that we're draining the strategic oil reserve or this ploy that even the Supreme Court said you can't do, it's illegal to do, in forgiving tuition debt. But, he doesn't care. I mean, let's just get by, just like everything else about this administration. He didn't care about Hunter Biden's laptop, didn't care about anything else, because he figured, I'll be there, and by the time they figure it out, I'll be gone. So, it'll just go away. That's the nature of politics, is that the clock is always running, and you can use it either for or against you. And in this particular case, it's serving his purpose. But, getting back to what you said, it just bothers me every time he goes to the Treasury. I mean, we're $34 trillion in debt. And look at his administration. I mean, break it down. How many trillions of dollars did he spend to help, the interests of these Democratic oligarchs as opposed to we the people?
Yeah, that's right. And I think the thing to know about the modern Democratic Party is that they are a coalition of takers from the government, from the taxpayer.
Exactly.
What they rely on are handouts from the government, and Democrats use government to reward their voters and try to punish their enemies. So we see them weaponize the IRS to go after conservatives and to come after taxpayers to shake them down for more money, more audits. We see them use taxpayer money. Again, it's not a student loan bailout. What it really is a debt transfer. They're taking the burden of student loans and they're putting them onto other taxpayers, including taxpayers who didn't go to college, who are blue-collar workers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just such an injustice. To put that onto working taxpayers, people who contribute, and to use it essentially to buy votes for Democrats. And that's what they do across the board. You mentioned energy, right? They shut down natural gas production in this country in an attempt to motivate younger voters who care about climate change as if it's a religion to them. Everything is guarded around what can we give our coalition to come out and vote, rather than just having the government get out of the way of working class people. Let them improve their own actual lives. It's how do we buy votes for Democrats? And that's the way Joe Biden has operated the White House.
Well, and think about it. I mean, his constituency right now, about, I don't know, somewhere 35-38%, they're pretty well exposed here because these are the people, these are the last people on the ship. They're straightening out the chairs and hope upon hope You know, they're praying for a pandemic. There's 9 pandemics in the queue right now. Any one of them could break out. And, you know, that would give us something similar to what we experienced in 2020 that would open up the ballot box, you know, for all the illegal activity that took place in 2020. But the fact is you still have that 35-38% that are stalwarts for the Democratic Party that are rewarded for these kind of policies. I mean, they're, hey, look at this government. Oh, very hunky-dory, man. They're really happy with this kind of government. And you're going, wait a minute, you know, this isn't sustainable. And the things that you're supporting are anti-American in the least, are they not?
Yeah, and that's why at tonight at the State of the Union, what you're going to see Joe Biden do is he's going to come out and he's going to lie. He's going to try to paint Republicans as some type of radical threat. Rather than talk about the own policies of his administration, he's going to come out and he's going to try and say what he did last year, that Republicans are trying to take Social Security away from elderly people and retirees. He's going to rip on Republicans or somehow try to paint them as being responsible for immigration when we know he's invited a wave of immigration, millions of illegal immigrants to come across the country. He's going to try to blame that on congressional Republicans for who even knows what, but he'll try. He's going to lie about Donald Trump's tax cuts. He's going to say that they were a handout to the rich and to corporations, when we know, we lived through it.
Exactly.
It's not just one of the strongest economies we've had in decades in this country.
Right.
So when you can't talk about your own policies because they're failures, what you do is you lie. And that's what he's going to do tonight. He's going to come out and he's going to lie about the other team.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, the other thing to remember here is think about, you know, Social Security. Who was it that led the charge to take the lock off the box and to invade the Social Security fund?
Yeah, this is right. This is the old. I remember Al Gore speaking about this at debates. But this is, you know, this is the lie the Democrats continually tell. It's again. I think if anything, look at Donald Trump. It's, you know, this is someone as a Republican who's uniquely promised probably to not touch Social Security. So therefore, probably requires Joe Biden to lie about it twice as hard.
Exactly. And I think that of the two, if anybody was going to return the money and pay those IOU chits that are in, you know, that are in the that treasury or in that section, it would be Donald Trump. Joe Biden has no capacity whatsoever or concern, or the Democratic Party has any concern of replacing that money. I've maintained that across the board, maybe all the elected officials should not experience a raise and increase in pay, and any projected increase in pay should begin to contribute and be a seed investment for some of the return of these IOUs and payoffs of the IOUs that they have, you know, that they perpetrated. You know,
yeah,
this is, I mean, certainly, I mean, you could argue, and I get that. I hear people, you know, on the left going, oh, Bill, come on, man. There were some Republicans that did this, too. I get that. But it was LBJ. It was the president, the Democratic president of the United States, who got the key and unlocked the key. They just could not stand to see all that money in the treasury and say, my goodness, you know, we need to put that to use under this idea that somehow they have investment capacity to enlarge and give some sort of ROI for that money that they borrowed, right? Which has never happened.
And Democrats just have no sense of fiscal responsibility. Remember when Joe Biden first came into office, the first thing they did is they went and passed a $2 trillion COVID spending bill when COVID was over. Then they came in and had the audacity to call something the Inflation Reduction Act that spent trillions of dollars adding to the debt, money for electric vehicles, all claiming this is going to induce inflation when the bill actually added to the debt and increased inflation.
Exactly.
So they have no sense of fiscal responsibility. I think voters are going to punish them for it.
Well, all in the same echo of Barack Obama, those shovel-ready jobs, right? Afterwards, you know, well, I guess they weren't as shovel-ready after all, and he just kind of laughed about it. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, a shovel-ready job means we're going to throw money for trains in California that 10 years later don't get built and then fall through. That never happened. So that's what a shovel-ready job means to Democrats.
Yeah, a shovel-ready job for Democrats is a bunch of manure that's thrown on the taxpayer. That's unfortunately and sadly what it turned out to be. Mike Pallets has been our guest. Mike, thank you as always. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk. You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
USA News Update. A bill to keep government agencies funded through September of this year is now passed out of the House. The bill now heads to the U.S. Senate for approval before a Friday deadline. The measure was expected to gain congressional approval this week. It ensures no partial government shutdowns can impact key government agencies like agriculture, commerce, justice, and transportation departments.
We find the defendant, Anna Gutierrez, guilty.
The Rust movie Armorer at the center of controversy in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins is being found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. Hutchins was killed by a prop gun that fired a live round. However, Hannah Gutierrez Reed will now face punishment. Earlier in the week, a state workplace safety investigator testified there were no policies put in place by movie management at the time to prevent real bullets from getting mixed in with others in the prop gun. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnyvae heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnyvae heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnyvae heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bae.com. including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The House passes the $460 billion package of spending bills. The Senate is expected to act before the shutdown deadline. There it is, you know, any kind of, partial shutdown. But this was hanging in the balance. This wasn't an omnibus. This is now, of course, you got to love these characters. It's not an omnibus because it's not everything. There's only six packages here. So we're going to call it a minibus. You love the wordsmithing of these characters there in D.C. They're always just, they're just having fun with us. I just want to make sure, I guess, if we're paying attention. Well, Cody Sargent is joining us to talk about this. Cody, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, Cody's with Heritage Action, and so break this down. I mean, a lot of pressure, and of course, it again proved Michael Johnson, Leader Johnson's point, is that they just don't have enough leverage to insist on some of these conservative issues that, the right wing of the caucus, wants to hold to. I mean, it all sounds great and everything, but at some point, you got to come down to say, all right, either we're going to go ahead and shut the country down and hold our guns here, or go ole. And in this particular case, with this minibus package, they decided to go ole and pass it. And I know some people hope upon hope, Cody, are thinking, well, okay, well, the next bite of the apple, you know, we'll have enough courage to, you know, do it with the next six remaining packages, which are, the reason this was able to get over the line is because these were, though significant, not as consequential as the next six, right?
Well, you're right about that. They bifurcated the process to separate the less controversial bills from the more controversial bills, and the package moving this week addresses those less controversial, smaller bills. But, you know, you pointed out that calling this a minibus is ridiculous. Congressman Byron Donald from Florida said they should start calling it a megabus. It's a huge spending package, and we just have gotten desensitized the amount of money that our government is spending. I mean, our country is in $34 trillion of debt. We will spend $870 billion just on the interest payments alone. Taxpayers spend that. I think lawmakers forget that they're not spending their money, they're spending taxpayers' money.
Exactly.
And
And of course, you're, at $800 billion, you're talking more than what we're expending for the military, right?
We're getting dangerously close to our interest payments being higher than what we spend in a year on the United States military, which, as we all know, is the largest military in the world by a country mile. And you mentioned, yes, we do not have a ton of leverage. Conservatives only control one house and one branch of Congress. However, it is unfathomable that a Republican-controlled House just passed a bill with spending levels higher than spending under Nancy Pelosi. I mean,
exactly.
Let that sink in. A conservative-led House passing a bill that spends more than Nancy Pelosi, that's just unacceptable. And we understand we cannot get everything we want in this process because we do not control Congress or the White House. However, asking Congress to make real spending cuts is not too much to ask, especially when American families across the country have had to make cuts to their own budget while Congress spent out of control.
100%, Cody. You know, I've been saying on the show for the last couple of weeks is that, everybody needs to wake up to the reality that the hard left of the Democratic Party has moved them way off center. And what's happening is you've got a new matrix here. So what used to be center is further left, and the Republicans are negotiating with this new center left, you know, position and thinking they're compromising. It's like, wait a minute. This is why you have the exact situation, as you said, that you have more spending under this Republican-controlled House, as compared to Nancy Pelosi when the Democrats were in charge, right?
Yes, I agree. And the left, I have to give them credit. They're very good at pushing their party further and further to the left and then staying unified and somehow being the ones that are able to say, well, we're not going to give on anything. Not only do we want our policy priorities, but we want the level of spending that we want as well. And Republicans are somehow supposed to be the ones that constantly give in. Well, I'm sorry, but that just isn't good enough. And conservatives across the country and conservatives at places like Heritage Action, the Heritage Foundation, are just not going to sit idly by and accept insane levels of spending and perpetuity while 60% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. It's unfair. It's ridiculous, the things that are in this budget, and Americans need to be raising hell, honestly, to their lawmakers for passing such an irresponsible spending package.
Well, last time I checked, we're 8 months away from a new election here, right? And conservative voices need to come out en masse and do something about it. I sense, Cody, that probably more than recent years, the American people have awoken, and they're more aware than ever of what's happening with our government. And just as you said, I mean, the practical example is that every household in America, just about, except for those that are supported by the bureaucracy, are the ones that are at the kitchen table making tough choices. And they're cutting budgets. Right. They're doing everything they can to save money. They're not going out to eat as often. All kinds of sacrifices they're making, but not our government. You know, our government comes together and then they start throwing, you know, billions of dollars of figures towards, towards Ukraine and other things that they're going, wait a minute, you know, who voted for this?
Right, exactly. And your previous guest and you have alluded to the fact that tonight in the State of the Union, we're going to have Joe Biden sell an alternate reality. Heritage is calling it a state of delusion because he's so detached from everyday Americans and what we're facing. We know the top two issues for Americans across the country are a wide open border and cost of living. People are seeing illegal immigrants flood into our country and get benefits that American citizens do not get. Meanwhile, Americans can't afford gas, groceries, and rent. And Joe Biden is going to stand on stage and tell us that those problems don't exist, that the border is secure and that inflation is down and the economy is great. But people just are not feeling that. Mm-hmm. And I think you're going to see a rejection of that delusional state of Joe Biden this November, hopefully at the polls.
Well, and what he will do is follow form that the Democrats have always done, and that's divide and conquer. I mean, forget about this idea that he's the unifier. He's not going to do that. I mean, he's getting desperate. And so now you got to play the Roe v. Wade card. You got to play the minority card. I mean, here you've got, which was so ridiculous. You had Merrick Garland, of all people, going to a black church telling blacks that, the Republicans want voter ID. He's going, well, did you ever check the polling on what black America say? 80% of black America believes in a voter ID to secure the vote. And he's there saying that's such an unrighteous thing to do, is expect citizens to vote only in our elections and for them to be vetted appropriately in order for their vote to count. Because everybody wants their vote to count. And when you allow one person who is illegal to vote, that negates somebody's vote, right?
Exactly. And first of all, on the voter ID issue, it's not just any subset of Americans that support that. More than 80% of all Americans support voter
exactly.
ID because it's a common sense issue. Mm-hmm. And Democrats consistently gaslight on this issue and tell us that somehow securing elections disenfranchises people. No, conservatives want to make it easy to vote and hard to cheat. And that is a bipartisan common sense issue that's been shown in poll after poll. But you're exactly right. This is the playbook they're running. When there are so few successes to highlight, the only thing they can do is deflect and divide. And I hope Americans see right through it tonight.
Exactly. I'm with you, Cody. And the thing is, again, reasonable Americans who want a free and fair election must take a stand, and they must put pressure on Republicans. Republicans have folded up like a cheap $2 lawn chair here on this issue, and it continues to just be ignored and kicked down the road. And for some reason, it's acceptable for them to lose these close races when cheating clearly has been taking place.
Well, thankfully, some conservatives still take it seriously. Heritage is fighting every day for election integrity. And I would encourage those concerned like us to go to heritageaction.com and join us in the fight.
Well, check it out. Cody Sargent from Heritage Action. Thank you, Cody. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you.
And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine to bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. My good friend, Dr. Ted Baer, joins us, the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Dr. Ted, how are we doing?
I'm doing well. Anytime I talk to you, I'm doing really well and blessed beyond my
wildest dreams. You always know how to make my day. You're such a blessing.
I saw you in NRB, but it was too quick.
Yeah, it was. Well, you're so doggone busy. Everybody wants a part of you. That's the problem. But that's okay. One day we'll have a chance. I mean, worst case, we may have to wait on the other side of heaven, and it'll be the three of us, you, me, and Jesus, you know, just sitting around talking story. Huh? What do you think?
I think it's going to be a big banquet table. And I think that, you know, when you go up there, you're going to be sitting on the right hand of Jesus.
He's going to tell you to move. Yeah,
he's
right.
He's going to tell you to move because you're breaking his wrist. Me, I won't even be close. He's putting me out in a little cottage by the ocean with a nice library all by myself.
Cut it out. I mean, I know better. He's already talking story, ladies and gentlemen, because that's what he does. But hey, speaking of stories, this new movie, Arthur the King, based on a true story. And we love, you know, adventure racing, you know, events like this Adventure Racing World Championship in the Dominican Republic that, you know, tells the story. That's the background for Arthur the King, right?
Well, the background is that Michael, who's, you know, portrayed after a real person who has his own television show, who's very famous. And anyway, he's traveled the world doing adventure racing. I don't know how much you know about adventure racing, but Lily always told me that Robbie and I should do it, and I didn't want to do it. Frankly, it wasn't interesting to me. But he's going his last race. He self-destructs. He's prideful. Now he's been asked to come in again. He's got a company that'll sponsor him. But only if he gets a runner who he was mean to in his race. You know, this frankly, I've seen the story before, but then again, I've seen hundreds of movies since I was born in 1946. So there we go. But on the race, Michael is kind to this dog, and the dog starts following him. And the dog follows them, and it's a beautiful story of a man and dog, and Mark Wahlberg is terrific. Now, I've got to give you a super, super, super caution, because the foul language. I don't know why Mark Wahlberg likes to put in foul language. It's not necessary. I don't mind some of the obscenities, but when you take Jesus' name, when you do a profanity, that sort of crosses our line, so we gave it an extreme caution. Now, that said, my brother, my son-in-law, and my daughter, and their three kids, went to Catalina Island to be in the press junket, and he's climbed Mount Whitney, which is, of course, the highest mountain in the contiguous United States. And so the first thing he says, they're going to climb, and he told everybody he climbed Mount Whitney, and they were all intimidated. So finally, an ex-Marine decided that he would join him. And every turn of the way, now look, there are no Mount Whitneys on Catalina. It's got to be
I'm going, okay, all right, there's got to be some clarity here. Okay, yes, okay, thank you. I thought maybe some volcano had risen up, you know, since I left California or something. I don't know, but go ahead.
Probably you were holding it down. So then they go on a kayak race, and everywhere they go, you know, the dog shows up. So the dog shows up in the kayak race. They're number one because my son-in-law is like 6'4" and strong, and his Marine partner was strong and tall. And then winning the race meant the dog showed up and tipped over your kayak with my son-in-law's camera. Because he, you know, we're doing it for Movie Guide. So,
yeah, right.
You know, this is it. He's got his camera. He's going under the water. And actually, the dog didn't do it. When you see it, it's not the dog. When you look on movieguide.org, it's actually some guy in a dog suit who's swimming around in Catalina Island. Never mind. I've been there. I've done that. Okay. What else would you like to know?
But Arthur the King... this is going to be released in the next couple of weeks, the day before my birthday, Dr. Ted.
Yeah,
on the 15th.
It's for your birthday.
It was
originally called Bill the King.
Bill the King, right? I'm the son of a king, but certainly not the king. So happy to be in that position. So
story.
Go ahead.
My whole name is so pretentious, but my father was an actor and he wasn't a Christian. So my name is Millard, which means in Scott, because half my family is Scott-Irish, is my lord. And then the second name is Millard Robert, son of nobility. Third name is Eugene, which means son of kings. And then Theodore, gift from God. Wow. And if you think that isn't a name that really is going to intimidate the person who's got it. And my wife's name was Griselda Liviana Milani Castiglione Bear. They used to give longer names in those days.
Yeah. Well, because the people had a memory. They could remember all those. Could you imagine Joe Biden trying to remember your name? He couldn't remember all those.
Well, actually,
bless his heart.
Because they were all relatives. Eugene was my grandfather, and so they were all relatives. So that's it.
So this way, you couldn't disclaim the family line because it was so much embedded in your name. So with all this royalty that you were associated with, I mean, did you come out of the womb dressed in purple or what?
No, but I like Arthur because he is the king.
Yes. Yeah, there's got to be some sort of relevance and tie down on this.
That's the dog in the movie.
Exactly. Of course he is. Yes.
Yeah, and I like him. We get along together. We have the same title.
Yes, exactly. Well, all is well. So we'll look forward to this. And again, the caution that the language, which still it astounds me. I'm with you, Ted. It's like, why? What's the purpose? You know, does it really add? Not having those words in there, would that really mess up the show? I mean, would really tip the storyline because, you failed to use some language or something? I just don't understand this kind of thinking. But, I keep hoping that we would mature beyond that.
I do like Mark, and I believe that he's a Christian, and we've interviewed him several times, and he had a, conversion story. Look, God is cleaning up all of us. We're not perfect. Yeah, yeah, did you hear the lousy jokes I just gave? He knows I'm not perfect. He heard exactly. The lousy joke.
Okay. Right, exactly. I know. But the next time you come into the presence of Wahlberg, just noogie him up a little bit. And just say, hey, this is for Martinez. And just, you know, with love, brother, you know, but, you know, come on, calm down. Let's go. Let's get this happening. Hey, on the article side of movieguide.org, Candace Cameron Bure, one of my favorites, is talking about her faith and how precious her faith means, you know, what it means to her, right?
Well, I'll tell you what I love about, you know, she's been to the Movie Guide Awards often. We're being carried tomorrow on GAC, the Great American Family Channel. And she's the head of the GAC, as you know, the head of production on that side. And Bill Abbott is the head on the other side. And I asked her to give the prayer at the gala, which is in the show tomorrow. Ooh, and if anybody watches it, it's probably going to be the most powerful prayer. I mean, I've been members of Bill Bright's Inner Sanctum. Billy Graham was a friend. If you want to hear an incredible prayer, watch the Movie Guide Awards gala tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific, and on GAC. And come to Movie Guide to find out how you can find it. How do you like that for a pitch?
Well, I love it. You know, you kind of preempted. That was going to be a couple of questions down, but you went ahead and took care of that business, so we don't have to worry about that. But definitely looking forward to it. Now even more so that you tell me about, you know, because I'll tell you, there's a lot to be said when people who somehow are especially anointed and gifted to pray to God, especially in with audiences, you know, Ted. You know, not everybody can do that. But when somebody captures the moment and they are somehow fresh from the throne room of God, so to speak, and God just gives them a word of revelation, a word of encouragement that must be put out there. Wow. I mean, you can't buy that, Ted.
Well, I'm not going to hint at what she said because it's too good. But anyway, there we go.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about artificial intelligence now. You talk to some pastors. You say, okay, AI is invading movies, books, every part of entertainment. There's been some churches, as a matter of fact. Some of the pastors have leaned on AI for some of their sermons. What did they have to tell you?
Well, I mean, it was Barna that did the study. Mm-hmm. And it's you know, on one hand, they think it's a tool. Everybody thinks it's a tool. It could be a tool that can be helping them to do a large enough, manage big tasks. They always think it's a tool. I think artificial intelligence might work for some pastors if they need intelligence. But I have an argument against this. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them are scared about using AI for sermons. And you know, my daughter-in-law is a great singer, one of my daughter-in-laws. She was shipped all around the world by Australia because she was the number one harpist singer. And she was so scared of AI 2 months ago when the big issues hit. And I said, you don't have to be scared of AI because, you know, you have the Holy Spirit. You have God's grace. It's something that AI will never have. It doesn't have a soul.
Can't even come close. Exactly.
It doesn't come close, and it's not going to produce great music like Bach. And, you know, the people who criticize Bach don't understand. It's his uniqueness. It's Beethoven, his uniqueness. It's not the fact that he does everything the same. He's not AI. It's not like doom, 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 doom. It's the variety, the uniqueness, the vision. And every page of his music, Bach would say, this is to the glory of God. And no AI is going to be able to do that. So, pastors, don't worry about AI. If, you know, I have to read scripts that have been written in AI, and they're awful. They're awful. They have no heart. They have no soul. And therefore, they don't have real love. And real love is where the joy is.
He's the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Dr. Ted Bure has been with us. God bless, Ted. Appreciate you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition
nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, I'm